W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The New Cold War, How the Contest Between the U.S. and China Will Shape Our Century, by Robin Niblett, narrated by the author. Introduction. On 1st of February 2023, Chase Doak, editor of the Billings Gazette, was scanning the clear blue sky above Billings, Montana, when he spotted a strange white dot hanging there, stationary, like a daytime star. With the help of the Gazette photographer's long-range camera, he saw it was a balloon. This giant descendant of its 19th-century forebears had been kitted out by China's People's Liberation Army, PLA, with a 21st-century payload of technology and a solar power array the size of three school buses. It was a shocking apparition, even though it posed no threat to people on the ground, and as a tool for aerial surveillance and signals intelligence, its impact was hotly debated. Nevertheless, the sheer brazenness of its intrusion over the American Midwest, near silos of the country's arsenal of land-based intercontinental nuclear missiles, triggered a volcanic reaction in the U.S. Congress. Republicans accused the Biden administration of failing to defend U.S. skies. Democrats decried a deeply hostile act by America's communist rival, despite the likelihood that the balloon had simply veered off course. By 4th of February, once it had drifted over the South Carolina coast, President Biden ordered the slow-moving and defenseless intruder be shot down by an F-22 fighter capable of flying at nearly 2.5 times the speed of sound and hitting targets over 150 nautical miles away. The brutal mismatch of power provided a convenient distraction in Beijing from the embarrassment of the balloon's discovery. The Global Times, mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, wrote that it was like shooting a mosquito with a cannon. The balloon incident exposed for all the toxic state of U.S.-China relations and the deep anxieties on both sides. U.S. and Chinese governments have long engaged in aerial surveillance, but mostly through satellites in invisible geostationary orbit, or through equally invisible digital penetration of each other's databases and national security infrastructure. It took the balloon and the subsequent revelation that it was far from the first to traverse the U.S. and its allies in the Asia-Pacific to awaken U.S. citizens to the scale of the growing contest. It also served as a reminder of the ambiguities that riddle the relationship. Once the downed balloon was pulled to the surface off Myrtle Beach and the entrails of its payload dissected, they were found to contain U.S. dual-use chips and other...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?